If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Stuff.biz.
Oh, hey, guy. Herschel here. Are you listening to a free fag episode of The Daily Shower? Do you need a small personal loan so you can afford a paywall subscription? I may be able to help you out. For the very low price of just $10 a month, you can listen to Mike finish his talking points without annoying promotional bits like this one. Log on to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your white man's agency level. E-checks, money order by mail, or cryptocurrency. Support TRS's efforts in shutting down yids like me.
All right, your Friday show, best show, is canceled this week.
This is the good stuff, the right stuff.
Jewish apocalypse.
It's Thursday.
Yeah.
So there is no Friday show due to scheduling conflicts. We elected to record the Friday show on Thursday, which means we haven't had that extra day to, like, look at stupid shit and gather takes together like we normally
right.
do.
Right.
We have no idea who won Thursday Night Football, so I can't play any. I can't do any highlights of my new sports segment. What else don't we know? I mean, I assume we're going to get, like, massively news cucked by something. That's the old terminology, the news cucking.
Hopefully.
People, like,
that would mean something actually happened, something cool happened, or exciting, or different.
Well, no, I imagine something fake would happen, and we would miss out on, like, the entire weekend of throwing cold water on something gay that everyone wants to do.
I think the fake thing for this week was the so-called impeachment inquiry, although that seems to, like, literally the
that's not
what
even
the conservatives
anymore.
Are raging about.
I opened X this morning. I don't even see that. It's gone. My goodness.
Right. Well, because it's not real. But here's something I saw related to that. Is that what conservatives are raging about is that the Biden administration apparently sent, like, a memo or a letter or made a statement to the press urging them to be basically in equivocal language of basically telling them, like, don't report on this because it's stupid. And so conservatives are, like, really angry at that. And the press is, of course, actually, at least the left side of the press is actually.
Let's face it. The conservatives are mad about that because they don't have media. They don't have the power
to do
that.
Because they're actually true. Like,
what? What's actually true?
Well, it's actually true that, like, that it's a farce. Like,
oh, well, that doesn't matter. Yeah, that's right. That's not the issue. The issue
but that doesn't
is, like,
really matter.
The issue is, like, you get somebody in power from the conservative side. They don't have a media to turn around and do that to. They can't really don't report on those.
They've got a few outlets that are raging. Like, New York Post is absolutely loving this. They are all over it.
Right.
Conservative press is all over this. Like, talking about it, but
the
again,
press
it's just
has
like,
no status though. They're right. clowns. That's whole, like, everything involving conservatism is a clown show. So, yeah, I don't know.
It's interesting that even on X, where there's not much talking about it, because if the thing is, it's literally a fishing expedition. I mean, I don't care. Fish all you want, like, whatever. Like,
well, I was actually surprised.
Really,
like, I'm surprised the Biden administration found it necessary to even tell that to the press. Like they need,
well,
they
that's
need a memo
the kind
on
of
that?
Thing.
That's
it almost
weird.
Makes me feel like they're kind of just, like, playing along with the kayfabe.
Maybe,
by, like,
yeah, I guess so.
You know, they're doing stuff like that just to, like, further provoke and annoy people that actually care. But as you were saying, our favorite sort of edgy atheist commentator, Bill Maher.
Oh, Bill Maher. Yeah.
Oh,
the atheist. The commentator known as atheism.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, a new euphemism. It didn't just drop. I only just discovered. It's a tweet from 2019 from Cernovich. But Cernovich was calling. He said that Chink Wigger is a Bill Maher-style atheist. Now, that's a little sloppy, but Bill Maher-style atheist is a great new euphemism just for, like, Jew. Chink Wigger is not a Jew, but, like,
Chinguiger is not Jewish.
He's not a Bill Maher style.
You can tell. Right. You can tell because Chinguiger is like an oaf.
Yeah.
Not that there aren't.
Does anyone ever get confused by who we're talking about when we say Chinguiger?
Well, they're going to have to stay confused because I have exactly no idea. I have no idea how to actually pronounce it.
I don't know how to pronounce his actual.
Like, do you know, Alex?
I don't know how to pronounce it anymore either.
We're talking about the host of the Young Turks. How do you actually pronounce his name? We call him Chinguiger because what is it, like Sankyuger? Sankyiger? I have no idea how to say that. And then I've never listened to them enough to refer to
each other by name.
Well,
I've listened to the Young Turks, but never more than like one little tiny segment at a time, you know?
Oh, Anna. That's all I know how to say about the Young Turks. You can pronounce Anna.
Well, I always figure
kinds
like
of sensual and creepy
you know
ways.
That Chinguiger has just had like a flame for Anna Kasparian burning this whole time.
There's no
and
way.
You remember in his old blog posts.
There's no way.
There's
she's
no way
that,
he's not fantasizing about it.
There's no way she's giving that doughboy the time of day. No way.
No, it's not. She's like, that's I don't what's think so funny about their show.
Right.
And it's also when you read those blog posts he used to make about like dating.
If we're not fucking on the third
like,
date.
I expect orgasm by the fifth date. You remember he said that? Look, he said it.
I know.
And it was incredibly cringe. Like, it was very, very cringy. I'm like, you know he's thinking about Anna the whole time he's writing that stuff. So, anyway.
Let's see. So, I'm looking at the trends here. Yeah, I don't see anything regarding impeachment in the news. Regular trending. Let's see. Nintendo Direct, Unicorn
Overlord. I saw something
about,
like, the right flank of this impeachment inquiry had failed. Something like along the lines of, I guess, what's his nuts? Matt Gaetz or somebody was sabotaging it.
That would be really interesting.
I could see him doing that.
Well, maybe I'll check the entertainment trending. Because that's all that'd be good for.
Because he probably doesn't, you know.
Or maybe it's the other way around. I don't know. This is so stupid.
I can't.
Yeah.
It's like
there's no way I'm gonna.
Like, it's hard to imagine anything like, more fake and gay than this.
This is one I don't think we're actually going to have to fight with our audience on, or not with our audience, but like with the general.
No, gay ass impeachment shit has been going on since I've been alive.
Right, but I'm saying like I don't think this one's going to take hold in the general white pro white Nazi online community. Like I don't. This is not going to be a gay op. I think they're going to be diving for. Like,
well, I just searched Matt Gaetz, look for stuff, and I don't see anything about right flank impeachment. What I do see is like there's some kind of initiative here. Charlie Kirk seems to be leading it, and so Steve Bannon. Like they want to go after Speaker McCarthy. They're like making threats. By next week, if I'm not seeing action from Kevin McCarthy to come into compliance with the deal made in January, then I wouldn't bet against seeing motions to vacate the chair regularly until he's removed. So that's and he's talking to Gaetz about. So Gaetz and Kirk are talking about this. So
compliance.
So they're using this as like a pretext to get rid of McCarthy. Man.
It's like hide your president, hide your speaker. They impeaching everybody out here. Ain't nobody
well,
got time for that. Ain't nobody got votes for that.
I'm actually now just sort of morbidly curious. What do they want him to comply with?
Whatever
is it
the deal,
real or something made up.
Well, don't you remember, like in January when they were wrangling for the chair of the speakership?
Yeah.
Like he had when yes. And they Gaetz and was it MGD Miller Genuine Draft?
Yeah.
Like they held out. So apparently they had to make some deals for McCarthy to take the speakership, and now they want to hold his.
Oh,
they're
he's not doing it. Yeah, he
I
gave
mean,
certain
I'll
concessions.
Play
I can't
it
remember
if you
what
aren't.
Those were, and I don't.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
I would hate to like actually spend time. Where did the Charlie this fucking Twitter? Whatever I was looking at just disappeared. Like the trend updated and there's newer tweets and it's gone. That was really good.
I mean, at the time there was like libtard like seething about it because they were like, they were like, Kevin McCarthy is being held hostage by like these right wing crazy people. Like there, and it's like, well,
let's see here. The path forward for the House of Representatives is to either bring you into immediate total compliance or remove you pursuant to a motion to vacate the chair.
I want to be in compliance.
That's what I'm going to say today.
Let's take care of this right here in Brainerd. Those are some stolen Anthony bits right there. Those are good ones. I want to be in compliance.
So,
dude, talking about
media
this
total
is
compliance
just, like,
here.
My energy. Suddenly, I feel like exhausted and like.
You're not the one staring at Charlie Kirk's weird face right now. It's like painted on like a oversized like Lego figurehead.
Right.
We can't watch this. I don't.
That
eight,
is what he looks like.
No, dude, I don't.
It's
I can't.
An 8-minute
possibly.
Video.
He's got a face and a head that's like three times too big.
He's talking to Matt the Gates.
And, all right, I'm gonna see this. Go ahead, play it.
They're gonna talk. I don't care like what Speaker McCarthy's contract was, though.
Dude, I guarantee you, there's nothing gonna be interesting here. Through both of these guys are weird. Look very weird.
Yeah.
Hey, he's got the same lighting I do on his face over there. I
post
see
the speech you gave yesterday.
It's been crickets. Matter of fact, they think they can just keep doing Washington as usual. And I've got news for them. That's not how it's going to go. We do have a defense spending bill that I'd like to see us take a vote on.
Oh, hi. Here's another interruption that's pre-recorded. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pay for a subscription. We need your support. We need your help. We can't do this for free because we're Jews.
Could be moving its way through the process today ever so slowly. But Charlie, it's not like September 30th crept up on us. It's actually the same day every year. That's how calendars work. And the fact that we didn't move individual spending bills to...
I'm sorry, everyone.
Yeah, just enough.
Okay, we tapped out already?
I
could not possibly care about what any of that shit is.
Yeah,
unless he's championing like a spending bill, like to give white people their money back. Like, I don't want to hear about it. I don't give a fuck.
No, what he's doing the typical fucking shenanigans they do. He's holding. He's taking shit, and the Republicans are generally doing this. Right,
he has formally launched.
They're wrangling over the latest government funding. This is actually kind
I
of.
I actually
want to
watch.
We talked
this.
About this last yesterday. Yeah. We should just play this. This is John Fetterman supposedly. Unhinged reaction to hearing about Biden's impeachment.
It's wait, that's John Fetterman? I thought it was just like a homeless guy.
No, he's homeless, but he's also got like a cruising mustache now. Really annoying.
He's going to-
oh my god, really? Oh my gosh, you know, oh, it's devastating. Ooh, don't do it. Please don't do it.
I want.
Oh,
yeah, he's obviously. Wait, are they? Hold on a second. Are these two fucking people going to like analyze this?
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't want to get tricked into watching. Oh, this is like a clip. Like War Room made this clip from MSNBC.
Wonder what you sort of need the president's allies to be girding for in this sort of post-fact, post-reality-based Republican caucus.
Oh, they're just going to say everything.
Right, I've had enough now. Yeah, I'm checked out.
Yeah, just those Republicans with their post-facts, you know?
You know, the American political system is one of the most amazing tools at depoliticizing people.
Can we do post logic, post fact?
You observe the American political system for just a few seconds, and you're like, you know what? I'm not seeing any reason to be invested in anything at any level of politics in the United States.
Right. You're literally like the Pittsburgh Pirates guy. You're like, I'm going to kill myself. I think about the emptiness of the life of somebody who talks about these maneuvers, because again, they're basically what Matt Gaetz is gonna be talking about is basic parliamentary maneuvering. Like, if you don't do what I want, I'm gonna hold up your money. You got a bill with money you need, I'm gonna hold it up. But so, they never actually, it's all great. It's like they I'm never the, actually just hold it. Like, I remember when I first started seeing how Ron Paul would do stuff like this, and he would always be like the lone voice in the wilderness, and I would always be like, why don't they just like not give the government any money at all? Like, just none. Mm. Like, you could, this tactic could actually be used to completely coerce the government to do everything you wanted. But, like, you know, it's all, you know, it's kayfabe because they actually don't want to do that. It's like, no, we're going to play at this and people are going to get mad and we'll go back and forth. And on some sense, there's the frustrations are probably real, the personality battles, the, you know, AOC and Matt Gaetz are like yelling at each other. There's probably something they're not like, it's not like totally scripted, but they're all playing within a certain bound of rules where they know they're not going to go further than this. And they're going to, it's just like, yeah, it's sort of like they all kind of, it just gets boring. And it's the same thing. If you get sucked into it and you pay attention to it for like one political season, you'll be like, okay, well now it's the same thing. Again,
has anybody like done any shipping with Matt Gaetz and AOC? Is that a thing somewhere?
Probably. I'm sure you can find fanfic on the internet.
AOC Matt Gaetz fanfiction.
Well, in a way, that's kind of what just the news is.
No one will. No one will
tell.
That's kind
of
what
the political press is doing.
No one will tell me what this is about. Like, they might not know. They're just happy to see. Like, they just think it's funny that the Republicans are trying to remove their own speaker. So no one will say, like, what's at issue? What's the deal that he's not? Like, I want to know
that's
what
kind
they're
of actually
wrangling over.
Something that libtards are doing is they laugh at the shit show, but they don't take any of it seriously.
And then you read, like, the people that are following it have no fucking idea what's going on. Like, I feel the Republican Party is splitting. I think someone needs to start a new one. Let the MAGA Tea Party have the old one. It's hard to believe that Honest Abe's party can't hardly say anything that's true anymore. It's like, you just don't like Republicans. I understand.
But that's
But it's like the MAGA, like, I guess let the MAGA Tea Party have the old Jewish, like, you don't know about Jewish donors. Like, we don't know about Jewish donors running the show. Like, if it's splitting, I don't even know if that's the issue. Like, I don't even know, are there things that Matt Gaetz wants that Jewish donors don't, and that's what the split, and McCarthy is their guy to, like, keep it on? Like, I don't even know. You feel like they're splitting. Like, yeah, the Republican Party is always splitting. It's always people versus who's running the Republican Party. Like, people never get what they want. That was
there's always going to be some of them that are selected to be the radicals, the mavericks, the outsiders, the ones pushing for you. And that's right now, like,
MTG, as we've gone over,
Matt Gaetz and blah, blah, blah.
As our people have gone over for years, like, go to the safest, reddest states in the country, the senators, the congresspeople.
Oh, yeah, those people.
They are the most bought in AIPAC, Jew, Zionist, milquetoast, non conservatives, like the people who, like, the people who are activists and the figureheads for sort of Republican and conservative, like, as a conservatism as a movement, like, those people have no elected offices. If they do, it's a clown show. Like, I don't even know if you can count Matt Gaetz here or, like, Boebert or MTG. They don't have anyone. It's like, if you go somewhere where you're going to get you're just going to have a 30-year career in the Senate because Democrats can't beat you because you're in a, you know, a flyover state.
Yeah.
Like, no, you're going to get, you might as well just have a Jew. You get the Ron Johnsons of the world and stuff. Although that doesn't really qualify. It's kind of a swing state, but, like, who are the senators from Nebraska? I mean, fucking Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell is Kentucky, for God's sake. Like, Kentucky.
Ben Sasse from Nebraska. Remember Ben Sasse?
Yeah, Ben Sasse.
Faggot. Guy's literally homosexual.
Yeah.
This is kind of like, I'm almost even bored. I kind of wanted to just talk
about
it.
Well, you do a show on Thursday. This is what happens.
We should just talk about science because I can't even
do
science.
We could do Bill Maher. Bill Maher, the reason I was on Twitter is Bill Maher is he's crossing the picket line.
Yes. This is also, frankly, I will say this. This is another piece of the sort of the kayfabe that happens once in a while. Bill Maher plays this role. He's also a bit of a maverick.
I don't even
himself.
Think that's true. I just think this is a Jew.
I've seen him.
He's just a Jew. And he's like, I'm going to do my show. I'm immune to criticism about being anti-labor. Call me a scab all day. I'm Jewish. I'm in Hollywood. I do my show. That's what he's saying. That's going to be an excellent out-of-context clip. I look forward to it. But it's just like, I don't even think it's kayfabe. It's just like, look, we've gone along with this writer's strike thing. I can do a show where there's no writers. Sorry.
Yeah, he doesn't really need writers. No. He's actually, he can do it. But my point is that he likes to tweak the nose of libtards. He's done it for years.
Yeah.
Like, he likes to kind of rub their own, like...
Yes, over the years he's
he
done.
He is one of them on so many things, but then he likes to kind of, like...
He likes to pretend he's independent
to irritate
for
them.
Certain places.
He likes
places.
To get under their skin a little bit, yeah.
He likes to play, like, I'm the reasonable libtard. Like, you can't really accuse me. Like, he famously said that, like, the Al Gore campaign in 2000, like, they embarked on a strategy of, like, let's just keep counting votes until we find enough to win. He said that about them. And he's
Well, I mean, that's true. Like, they
yeah,
they,
but I mean, like, you don't, is... but that's against, like, yeah. That's against dog. Like, you don't say that.
Oh, yeah, you're not supposed to say
he was going against,
a libtard, you, George Bush stole the election.
You don't have to be a libtard, even if you're just a Democrat. If you're a Democrat elected official, you say he's selected, not elected, and you cry foul about Al Gore. I mean, that was where that all started. So him to say that is, like, you know, sacrilege. But again, he's a Bill Maher style atheist. Bill Maher is a Bill Maher style atheist. So he can just, you know, he can get away with all this stuff. So he says, real time is coming back. That's the name of his show, in case you didn't know. Unfortunately, Sans writers are writing. Yeah, right. It has been 5 months, and it is time to bring people back to work. The writers have important issues that I sympathize with, and I hope they are addressed to their satisfaction, but they're not the only people with issues, problems, and concerns. Despite some assistance from me, much of the staff is struggling mightily. We all were hopeful this would come to an end after Labor Day, but that day has come and gone, and there seems to still be nothing happening. I love my writers. I'm one of them. But I'm not prepared to lose an entire year and see so many below-the-line people suffer so much. I will honor the spirit of the strike by not doing a monologue, a desk piece, new rules, or editorial, the written pieces that I'm so proud of on Real Time. And I'll say it up front to the audience. The show I will be doing without my writers will not be as good as our normal show.
Hey, it's your worst possible nightmare. It's the sound of Borzoi interrupting whatever wonderful talking point Mike is making right now, interrupting your own train of thought. And you're in this position, listening to me right now, well, because you're listening to the free version of this show. You're not even getting all the content, and now you have to listen to me. Is this what you want? Is it really? You want to hear this? You want to hear me? That just can't possibly be what you want. So if you want to rectify that issue, go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can make one-time donations and get 3 months, 6 months, even a year. So why are you doing this to yourself? This has to be especially troubling because I'm not even going to check the audio on how this sounds. So you could also be listening to just terrible audio right now. So why not just stop doing this to yourself and get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall.
Oh, full stop. But the heart of the show is an off-the-cuff panel discussion that aims to cut through the bullshit and predictable partisanship, and that will continue. The show will not disappoint. So everyone's big mad because you know, all your crew, all your non-writers, guild staff, like, they're supposed to be in solidarity with the writer. Like, they're supposed to not work.
Why should they be?
That's just how labor disputes are supposed to work. Because, like,
no, I know, I understand, but from my perspective, if I were one of them, I'd be fucking pissed.
Yeah,
I would be like, wait.
Especially when, like, the writers are just trash. Like, I would laugh, garbage humans. No one cares about Hollywood writers. Like, every one of them should just be, like, fired. Like, there's no, like, break the union. It would be hilarious. Because, you know, I wouldn't say that about labor for the most part, but you talk about Hollywood, I don't give a fuck. The best thing would be, no show is ever written again, and the studios can't release anything because they don't have anything, and the entire industry just implodes. Would be, like, the greatest outcome.
Yeah, I hope that never resolves itself. I'm glad that nothing's happening. I hope that never resolves itself, and I actually do kind of get, though, why, by, like, crew wouldn't actually have too much solidarity with the writers, because they're like, you know, we're kind of like missing our paychecks here too, and, you know, I understand the idea, like, solidarity, and unions are supposed to have funds to cover that thing, but you guys are all douchebags. Yeah, and I hate you anyway, so
they can't write worth the shit. Dialogue is terrible.
It's not even that. I mean, imagine they're a bunch of fucking privileged pieces of crap.
And also, like, the stuff they come up with is so shitty. Like, the studios they want to use AI to come up. Like, can you imagine, like, you talented television writers, you're so bad at your job, I think I can train a computer to do a better job than you.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they're at. That's what a lot of this stuff is about. Aside from, there are. I read a book recently that was a comedy book about the music business, and the phrase he used was arguing over monopoly money, which I thought was really hilarious. And that's what part of the thing is. Basically, you're arguing over money that hasn't been generated yet, that doesn't exist. You're like, I want my share of.
Oh yeah.
So, but it's like that. That's what, like, all the negotiations about streaming residuals. It's like streaming is going down the tubes and losing tons of money. So you're basically arguing over your share of a dying business model that failed, right?
Like, well, this is the problem.
Yeah. So it's like, I just love it. And Bill Maher the scab. That's the story of today.
I'm just my view on this is that they oversaturated the market. They don't have for the amount of content they need to create. It's also their own issue. It actually comes back to the immigration issue and the race issue and the culture issue in America, because inside the United States, at least, the culture is so fractured and there's so many different niche groups and even language groups that you no longer can produce the big blockbuster for everybody that everyone goes
and
sees.
One of the things they want to keep trying to have blockbusters. Like, they seem to think that they can run five blockbusters a month, and it's like, you can't actually do that. Like, a blockbuster used to be an unusual thing. Mm-hmm. Used to be sort of like, wow, that movie did way better than I expected. So,
well, there wouldn't be... It would be the movie that's sort of planned to be the blockbuster, and there maybe would be a couple over the summer, but they would be released. They'd stagger the release of these. Yeah. Like, a month later, you get another one, right? And it would be a thing. Like, most people would go and see it. But with the streaming, though, it's going right to your house, and so everybody is, like, self-curating, and they just have to produce way more. Well, every single unit thing they produce gets to fewer people, yet the costs, they haven't figured out how to manage the costs of all. It's like, I don't know. It's like their market.
Yeah, because that's literally the problem they've had with some of these blockbusters that have failed, is the amount of money you need to make back is so huge that if it doesn't actually take off, now you're in the hole. And how could you have a film really take off, given that everyone is trying to make a blockbuster literally, like, at the same time?
Right.
Like, there's just not enough audience to go around.
It's also with, like, the TV shows and stuff. It's like the production costs for producing stuff, it's like kind of staying the same, or it's going up with inflation or whatever, but you have to produce more of it and for fewer people. So everything you produce, it costs the same. You have to produce more of them, and fewer eyes get to it. Presumably that's linked to revenue somehow, is how many people watch it. So you have to create more for fewer people to watch. So everything just, it's like you're spending the same to make more that fewer people see. And that's what streaming has done. And so it's not economically sustainable. It's more sustainable when you have, frankly, a monoculture and like 100 million people go and see the latest Jurassic Park, and you make like $300 million on it. And then you do that like every few months or something like that. Like that, you know, that's more a sustainable model, which is what they had for many years. And now it's like, well, we have to produce like a 12-hour streaming series for every fucking niche subculture, language group and audience, racial group or interest, like in America. And that costs money. You have to pay people to write and act and do all that shit. But no one, like, who, you know, the amount of like shitty Netflix shows that you've never heard of that were produced is like staggering. Once they started producing their own content.
Yeah. Looks like Netflix shares recorded their second worst day this year, from about a month or so ago, losing nearly $18 billion in value.
Who's that?
Yeah, and they're literally losing subscriber. And they did this bit to try and drive subscriber, where they did the thing of like, make sure no password sharing is done. Like, nobody, like, they will be able to figure out if you're using the same password from a different household or something. Yeah. And they're going to be very, I don't know what exactly mechanism they're using. I don't care, but let's assume they can do it. But people that were getting Netflix free from passwords, just, they're not registering. They're not signing up.
So here's an
so all they're doing is cutting back on one of the metrics that they use. I guess revenue might be somehow based on this, although given this is a subscription model, I don't know. They're losing minutes viewed on their shit, but they're not gaining subscriber. It's just like, again, I hope they fucking go out of business.
The strike is a perfect example. Those guys would never go back. This strike could go on till the 24th century. They would stay out.
The Duck Dodgers?
There is, I feel for my writers, I love my writers.
That's what I was wondering, who is that?
That's Jim Gaffigan.
I love my writers, I'm one of my writers, but there's a big other side to it, and a lot of people are being hurt besides them, a lot of people who don't make as much money as them, bipartisan world we have, where you're just in one camp or the other, there's no in between, you're either for the strike, like they're fucking Che Guevara out there. You know, like this is Cesar Chavez lettuce-picking strike, or you're with Trump.
Okay, all right. Sorry.
You know, like there's no different. There's
fuck
only
you, Bill
two...
Maher, for making me laugh, you fucking psych.
Well, I mean, he is just supposed to be a comedian.
Yeah.
Like, the turning to, like, I'm like, all...
It's true, though, these fucking writers pretending that they're, like, fucking Cesar
camps, and it's much more complicated than that.
It is, but I do
see Jim Gaffigan is a massive douchebag, so he's gonna And I think his wife,
Jim Gaffigan,
like
also probably doesn't want to wade into this. Like,
oh no,
like,
he's
I don't really want to be. He's like, he probably wants to just be like, well,
no, he's extremely like outspoken and liberal when he does. I don't know who. I guess he has his own show now. I didn't know that, but he's gonna have. I guarantee.
Well, that's what I mean.
Be,
he's gonna be reluctant to do the both sides thing. He wants.
No,
to go
no, he's gonna be like,
strike.
I think the writers should get all the money, and they're the best.
It is, but I do feel like there is. A lot of the points, a lot of the grievances, I kind of agree with.
I do understand that they're getting screwed a bit by the streamers, yes.
Yeah, I mean, but it's a change, and you either, you know, it's like anything that is,
damn.
You know, I believe in free market, but I also believe in trust and then verify. Right.
This is not a good show. I'm sorry, Bill.
Why is it that Gaffigan, so often we'll see libtards do this bit where they're like, you know, I believe in the free market, but it's like, why do you need to like pay fealty to the free market bullshit?
Well, because that's just because if you
he's trying to stay squishy in the middle of the road on it. Like here Gaffigan stumbling. First of all, it's not a rehearsed bit he's about to unleash, which is what he. Where
yeah,
he
that's the thing. He hasn't rehearsed it. I'll be like, Jim, actually, you know how you don't fuck up when you're doing bits that aren't rehearsed. Don't be wishy-washy. Say exactly what you think. If you think Bill Maher is being a douchebag, tell him. I mean, he would probably actually be like, this is good content for my show if I can, me and Jim Gaffigan get into an argument.
I would actually respect Jim Gaffigan if he was just like a full-blown commie. He was like, we have to seize the means.
I saw a clip he was on Joe Rogan, and he like lost an argument to Joe Rogan. So it was like, bro, just do stand-up. Right. Don't have conversations. You can't lose an argument to Joe Rogan.
This is pretty annoying, huh? All this can go away. You bought a paywall at rightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use crypto, e-checks, mail in a money order, or even use your credit card on Sven's Odyssey channel. The link will be below in the show notes. That's the rightstuff.biz/paywall.
Rogan and like live.
Yeah, you really can. That's not right.
He basically just asked him if he had DMT.
I didn't know that Joe Rogan made arguments.
That's what I mean. Like, yeah, like Joe Rogan owned like, him on that. Joe Rogan like owned him on vaccines or something. Like, I can't remember what it was, but Gaffigan actually said something that was extremely stupid. And you know how I love vaccines and think everyone should have at least 4.
Oh yeah,
just for you know, I love
I'm
them.
Getting vaccinated
oh dude,
right
definitely
now.
Get them. But
did you see that? Did you see the Nuclear Power Trio has a track called "Mandatory Saxination"?
Do they? Does it have a saxophone?
Unfortunately, there's
on
actually
it?
Sax on it.
Yes, yeah. Like, I'm anti-sax.
But they actually.
I'm an anti-saxer.
Very,
fuck that. Like, I'm a pure. Well, I have pure ears.
It actually says anti-saxer is mandatory saxination. But I listened to it, and thankfully, they kept the sax to a minimum just so it's there because of the title. But for the most part, it's the same. Them just jamming, and there's one part where there's like. It's not even like a sax solo. It's just like a couple of notes like drifting in like in sort of an ethereal way through the song.
I'll
it's
have
actually
to see if that's
I was like, oh thank God. Because if they had a saxophone jamming the way he jams on the guitar, like I would be like, that's unbearable. Like
yeah, I can't do that.
That's just gonna care. Make people jump like into traffic, you know. But yeah.
Just like get like Kenny G to come play with you. Like put out I hope that the guy should have a Kenny G mask.
That
would have worked.
KGB
KGB Kenny G. Playing saxophone.
Kenny G, exactly.
There, I just like now I have to go on writer's strike. I just wrote that joke and I streamed it.
Yeah,
I'm not getting any residuals.
Are we allowed to write stuff for our show?
Well, yeah,
we're not in the union.
We're a scab show. It doesn't matter what we do. The problem.
Did you say we're a scab show?
Yeah, we're a scab show. If like this is what they're all suggesting in like the threads about it is like all these freelance people, small creators like us. If Hollywood started working with us. I don't know what would happen then, but like maybe they would come kill our families or something like the Hollywood, the Screen Actors Guild and the, what is it, the Writers, whatever guild. They're like SAG and WAG. Like I don't know what they'll do to you, but like that would basically mean like strike is over and the unions no longer exist if they started officially.
I've got a history in comedy writing. One, I've done this show for years. And we've come up with many unique and different
bits. I've written plenty of pieces for this
My
show.
Senior year in high school. I wrote and produced the entire comedy. There was like a comedy special that like was put on like the, you know, it was just a thing. It was called Friday Night Live. And it was a thing where people that wanted to do it, it was actually, yes, it was a drama fag thing. I wasn't a drama fag, but I did want to do Friday Night Live just because I like comedy.
Are you saying that we should go into Hollywood and become writers?
And I'll say this. My classmates elected me to be the guy that produced it. And I wrote a bunch of sketches, nice. And I like directed and produced the whole fucking thing my senior year.
I want to do a sitcom about the No-No Bad Germans.
The No-No Bad Germans. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I wrote a lot of bits. How many skits have I written? Ben Shapiro skits. Was it like TDS episode 100 was a little skit, I think, at the beginning of that.
We've done a lot of skits.
Write all kinds of shit. I also did voice acting on one of Jacob's cartoons.
I mean, one of the keys to being a creative in Hollywood is you have to really push those boundaries, right? Like, you have to be cutting edge. You have to be willing to do stuff's controversial. And I think we're well prepared for that.
I don't know.
Dude, we had some funny-ass skits. One of the skits we did was an advertisement for a vitamin supplement called Mad Running Skills. And it just made you, like, run really... It was high school comedy. It was good, though. It was, like, mad running skills. It was funny, dude.
I just like that 90s slang. Mad skills.
Yeah, that's mad running skills. That's so funny. That's making fun of. See, that's still funny. Was some...
Like, all this, like, stuff with, like, mid and...
Those guys got mad running skills,
Mad
Joe.
Running skills
and, like,
is good.
It was like
you don't run fast, you have mad running skills.
Bystanders be like, he's got mad running skills. It's stupid, but it's funny. It was good for high school, you know? It was funnier than Saturday Night Live, God knows. Anyway, trying to remember some of the other bits we did. But yeah, anyway, whatever.
Well, the next thing you found
A history in comedy writing. I can put it on my resume.
You can do it. So you had Thunderfoot content, speaking of a history of comedy writing.
It's a history of just...
A History of Violence? That's an okay movie.
I never saw that because I saw Viggo Mortensen was like a douchebag.
You know, I never really liked him that much, but watching Lord of the Rings so many times sort of made me change my estimation of him a little bit.
Well, yeah, he seems like he was the guy for that role. Like that was a well-cast role, but I've never really seen him.
For a while there, it felt like he was just in everything. Like, yeah, yes, his time in the sun. Just an
that's another thing that they do. They tend to use a guy like a lot for a few years, and then
what's funny is when there's gone.
People like Brad Pitt who are in everything year after year after year are kind of rare.
Or if there's like a big TV show, they'll grab those cast members and suddenly they'll be everywhere. Like, there were Game of Thrones people everywhere. There was like Breaking Bad people. Actually, just Bryan Cranston, really. Nobody else from Breaking Bad went anywhere. Bryan Cranston was all over the place for a minute after that show got big.
Which is kind of funny to me because I always remembered him from Malcolm in the Middle, and that didn't launch his career.
No, that was just like,
you know what else is funny? Like, you know, an actor like Jim Caviezel, who we've had reason to talk about. You know, it seemed like I was sort of like, where did this guy go after Passion of the Christ? Because I had, you know, but he actually was doing stuff. He actually did a 6 years of like a mainstream sci-fi show on like one of the major networks called Person of Interest, which is about like a computer that could predict terrorist attacks. And he was like I didn't know anything about it, but apparently it won like awards and shit. So the guy, his acting career really didn't suffer from playing Jesus in Mel Gibson's movie. So he was like the main character. And they tried to relaunch The Prisoner. You remember the Patrick McGoohan and The Prisoner, which is a very weird show. Some of it's really good, but some of it's like, you're like, yo, is this guy... Oh, he probably is on drugs. Probably some MK Ultra shit going on here. It seems like it's mocking MK Ultra, but it also seems like it is MK Ultra at the same time, that show. But then they tried to relaunch it with Jim Caviezel playing Number 6, and it just didn't... It didn't hit, like, at all. It was just very bad. It didn't make any sense. But in that show, Person of Interest, it's like some reclusive genius came up with a computer that could, like, predict terror attacks, and he hired Jim Caviezel to go and like be the guy to intercept the terrorists and like take them down. But of course, in the end, the machine becomes a totalitarian itself. It tries to take over the government. They have to destroy their own machine. Whatever. Who cares? It's actually not that great of an idea. Anyway, Thunderfoot.
Thunderfoot. So remember,
speaking
Thunderfoot
of underwhelming things.
Well, remember his historic takedown of the Solar Road.
It's still a classic. It's
that
still
was wonderful
classic
stuff
to this day. Not I can't stand Thunderfoot. He's a total douche, but he's good at one thing and one thing alone.
I think the one thing he didn't grasp was that, like, the Solar Road was just a grift. Like, those people were just going around and getting paid to make their, like, presentation, right? Like,
I think he grasps that.
Oh, did he? It seemed like I remember him just, like, was making fun of the science itself. the idea itself, where it's like, no, this like tidy doesn't work. No one's going to implement it. No one's going to buy it. But they're going to go around and give this snake oil presentation, and everyone's going to have a good time and pay admission. And you know, that's as far as they got.
I could be projecting, but I think he sort of expressed some outrage that the government was dumb enough to fund this kind, these kind of boondoggles. And I'm like, well, yeah.
Well, who was paying their appearance fees? Was it governments? Or was it just like, that was what I would like to know about those people.
It was some fucking subsidy thing of people like give new green ideas, and then they built this, and it was it was fucking retarded. They built some kind of prototype.
So he's got a new green idea.
You know the words peak stupidity. I'm thrown around a lot these days. But Houston, I think we have a contender.
That along with solar
terminal gay face
panels on top of the train charges the whole
thing. I kind of want to.
All right.
Audio description now available.
I kind of want to even actually just almost look at the original of this. This is legitimately.
Well, let's get the intro out so that people know what we're talking about.
Houston. Yeah. I think we have a contender.
That along with solar panels on top of the train, charges the whole carbon capture system. In the future, trains can be moving people and products while cleaning the air of CO2.
So when I first saw this, I thought, that's unbelievably stupid.
So he's got a train that's going to charge itself through braking, and it's going to carbon capture, and it's going to basically be a perpetual motion train. It's going to power itself, right? That's the idea here. So do you have the original link? You want to go look at that? Because I guess Thunderfoot's
I'm
right
trying
on top
to
of
find it.
It.
I've got this channel, ASAP
ASAP Science.
Science, which ASAP Science, which actually has 10.4 million subscribers.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of the I can't find the original video about this, but there is a video that says like why your penis is shrinking. And I'm like, okay, so something is
what?
This is very strange. There's something wrong here. Like, if you go and look at this channel, it's like, there's testicle taste buds. Can your testicles taste? It's like, frankly, be honest.
So those guys look like they're tasting each other's testicles.
This guy from this channel basically just wanted to talk about tasting.
Oh, you don't like interruptions. Well, this is a different kind of an interruption. This is a pre-recorded interruption to remind you that you wouldn't be hearing this interruption if you would actually pony up, support our work here at TRS, and buy a subscription to the show. It's only $10 a month, unless you're using, like, e-checks. Then there's some extra fees, because the e-checks fucking suck. Don't use those. The point is, we need your support. You can't use credit cards anymore. It's kind of a pain in the balls, but we still need you to help us out. And if you're enjoying the content, these silly commercials will go away. We won't bother you anymore if you just do. So go to therightstuff.biz/paywall, make an order. You can use Z-checks. You can mail in a money order. You can use a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, all which suck and are annoying, but we'll get it figured out. Or you can go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can give me a donation there and send me a screenshot of the transaction. We'll get you figured out. So, yeah. I guess any second now we'll go back to the show. I don't know when, because I don't want these to be quick and predictable so that you can't just skip through them to make them go away. So this one's going to be a little extra long. But yeah, you need a subscription. You need a subscription.
Testicles. But he did it. He kind of did a reversal. But I don't actually, I'm not sure about this carbon capture train video. But I mean, wow.
I just love the idea that, like, we need to take carbon out of the air. Like, that's...
Oh, my God. Dude. Here's one we're going to have to watch from this channel. I'm sorry to kind of...
Racism?
My own bit. They've got a video, like, the science of racism. We should probably watch that in a sec just to get through the day. But let's keep going with the Thunderfoot thing. I can't actually find this particular one. But this channel... is cancerous, but let Thunderfoot keep going. The problem is he spends way too much time debunking what should only take 1 second to debunk. Like, yeah, that's retarded bullshit.
Stupid.
Like,
moving trains takes energy, and taking carbon dioxide out of the air takes energy. You can't just draw a diagram and speak quickly and hope that somehow conservation of energy won't apply to your system. In thermodynamics, there is no free lunch. The guy gushing praise, and I mean gushing praise, on this unbelievably stupid idea.
I'm clearly obsessed with carbon capture. I'm so curious about it. I'm so fascinated about how this is going to work out in our future.
So it seems like Thunderfoot is low key making fun of this guy for being a faggot.
I'm a brutal fag.
I am.
What I picked up on there.
This is the kind of person.
So this guy is actually a fag.
Yes. The guy is a faggot.
He's totally gay.
They're both fags. You can see them. They have terminal gay face. The two of those two.
Which they would are, actually, you would think
they are tasting each other's testicles.
Come to their defense because he's like a big libtard, but you know, I don't know. The thing about him is he is a global warming believer, but he all the boondoggles and stupid shit that people come up with, he is like, he'll cross the aisle on that and be like, yeah, that's not going to work. That's bullshit. That's never going to work. Right. That's stupid. But the thing is that this isn't even as high effort as solar freaking roadways, because there's no prototype. It's not even a blueprint or some kind of actual diagram. It's like a crayon drawing. And it's basically only to create a viral video. Like, that's,
I just love that, like, so
channel does.
So this is why I always say, and I'll never back down, that the climate change thing is a total scam, and it's a fucking just a plot for other political powers and economic powers. Because the idea, like, you've taken the idea, like, there's a pollution problem, there's an air quality problem, but you've conflated it with, like, okay, like, carbon dioxide is a greenhouse gas that contributes to this process that raises the temperature. Like, now you have people coming up with boondoggles to remove carbon dioxide from the air. It's like, what about, like, the other shit that might get in the air that's bad? Like, why don't we work on removing other stuff? You know, we've got all this stuff for car emissions, and you want to complain, you know, conservatives, oh, what about China and India? Like, I don't know. What about it? And you have these people, like, they've decided, like, we're going to work on taking carbon dioxide out of the air. A totally, completely useless, pointless thing that doesn't need to be done. Also, you can do that with algae. Like, you want to capture carbon, grow more shit. So
yeah, actually, yes, there's actually something that they did in Serbia. Actually, the scientists did a thing where they basically created a massive. Again, it was just a massive tank with algae in it, green water algae in it, and they put it in like an urban space to, like, you know, reoxygenate the air and pull carbon dioxide out. And I'm like, but then they had to make it such that, like, people couldn't fuck with it, right? It's just a big glass tank in a public place. So they had to, you know.
How much carbon dioxide was created in putting that tank in place and all of that?
Like, now, the thing is, though, in theory, given that you're just creating a tank for green water algae, whatever emissions were created in creating it, in theory, in time, just leaving it and letting that algae grow would eventually pull that amount out of the atmosphere.
And how bad is your
stink? Because you don't really have to do anything with it. But it's still kind of just a stunt. But also, the real way to do that wouldn't be to put a display tank of green algae, like a 300-gallon tank of it, somewhere in a public space. It would be to have, like, massive ponds of green algae out in, you know, the wilderness someplace, right? Which, frankly, you could also just have that by leaving things alone.
And it's also like,
but algae,
it fucking, anyone who actually does, like, a science-based rebuttal of climate change will tell you that when the temperature rises, a rise in carbon in the atmosphere follows it. It doesn't precede it. This is sort of like the false premise that they've gone on.
Well, also, you know, honestly, if you get more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, you're going to get more algae everywhere. You're going to get more vegetation growth everywhere. So unless you're actively interrupting that, and look, the global warming thing, one thing that's for sure is that I know you're going to hate me for doing this, but I'm going to play a devil's advocate. Let's say they're right.
No.
The kinds
they're lying.
That's why you're gonna.
I'm sorry, they're lying.
But hold on a second.
I can't let it go. They're lying. I know.
I understand, but let me steel man this.
All right.
Let me steel man this.
I'm gonna steel man this. They're just lying.
Steel manning it. Anyway,
it's a very useful.
My point is
it's
that
a very useful fucking movement that's taken decades to, like, get to this point where no matter what the weather does, it's evidence of our thing, and we need to, like, really get a hold of the energy.
Right. Right. I understand. The problem is, though, that none of what they come up with, none of what they come up with can be energy efficient. Thunderfoot actually touches on this in the video, where he talks about why fossil fuels are the thing that no matter what we always have to fall back on, because we simply don't have any other energy store that is.
We have to fall back on this miraculous.
Yes, we are actually releasing
energy. We have to fall back on
this
miracle.
Millions of
this
years
God-given
ago,
miracle.
So we can't. What's that?
We have to fall back on this God-given miracle that nothing can compete with. What a terrible thing.
It's the results of millions of years of natural processes that have stored the energy that we can now release. Right. And we can't recreate that in a short period of time. You just can't. There is no such thing as renewable energy, period. That's it. There are other things you can do to get energy. Hydroelectric energy seems to be something that gives you an ROI more than what you put in to get out.
Think of those after a period of time.
Nuclear energy. There you go. There's another one where you can harness a natural process that occurred over millions of years to get energy out of it.
It's like you've never seen The Simpsons.
Electricity.
Homer Simpson makes nuclear. You know, there's three-eyed fish. Have you never seen The Simpsons? We can't have nuclear energy. I'm sorry. All we can have is like a Jewish-run international energy market that's completely manipulated for their benefit. Sorry. That's just what we have to have. And if that means every now and then someone's going to design a boondoggle electric train that's a perpetual motion machine and Thunderfoot has to laugh at it, that's the sacrifice we're willing to make. Sorry.
Dude, this channel is cancer, dude. It's not even like everything about it. It's
let's press forward a little bit.
Is ASAP Science, who has some 10 million subscribers, that after a little chasing actually leads back to one of the top universities in the world? And the core reason it's dumb, of course, is because carbon capture and storage basically costs more than the energy of burning the oil in the first place. Yeah, so it's kind of been demonstrated by large carbon capture facilities that actually emit more carbon dioxide than they capture. This is the core problem.
So the proportions here are about right. You burn about a liter of gasoline, you're going to end up with about a liter of carbon dioxide.
Is he holding dry ice? Is that
what
how he, that's his demonstration?
What the fuck are we doing?
So he's
here?
He's in his little attic. He's got a couple candles. He's got an acetylene propane torch or something. He's got a.
Is that his liquor collection over there?
He's got a jar of gasoline, I guess, and he's got a block of dry ice in his hand.
Well,
this is
exactly even sure what he's got in his hand, but presumably
he
understands
he's
what
die,
they
right?
do. Hold on. Presumably he understands. I don't know what the process of carbon capture that they've developed is. No. Presumably he does, and he's replicating it on a small scale to prove the fact that
I'm excited.
It takes more energy inputs than is worth, that you will end up creating more emissions doing carbon capture than you are taking out. You will lose. Catabolic process.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good like fucking analogy.
So I don't
like,
know
like,
what
this
the process
is
of carbon capture is. Presumably he's capturing the carbon dioxide.
No, it's just a satanic ritual. It's just, but it's a Judaic ritual. You're just like, you're burning things to Yahweh and you get to keep power.
All right, I want to see more of this. I'm hooked.
It's basically one-to-one in terms of volume. Now, in terms of density, of course, gasoline is significantly less dense than this stuff. So it's about a kilo of this gives about 2-3 kilos carbon dioxide, that sort of thing. But in terms of volume, it's basically one-to-one. So it's dead easy then.
Hey, everybody. Jordan Peterson here. I wrote a book about 12 rules for how to live your life. And I have a 13th rule for you. Subscribe to TRS. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your needs.
For every kilo or so of gasoline that you burn, you have to take a couple of kilos of carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. Easy, right? Well, the short version of this video is no. It's basically impossible. And it's basically impossible for the same reason that this has been the uncontested king of energy density for the last 100 years.
About it being impossible means that we can do all kinds of subsidies and moving money around and get people can creating a lot of make work. very valuable.
Right.
In that regard. So.
Right. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I've become increasingly, and I know you're going to be angry with me, and that's fine, but I'm still with you on the basic premise here that I am actually agnostic at this point on whether or not global warming is real or not. But no matter what, every single scheme to try and reverse it is physically impossible.
Well, what's there to reverse? What are we reversing?
Okay.
It hasn't happened.
I don't know more.
Reversing implies something's happening. Nothing's happening. They're just lying. They just make it up. They make up numbers. They make up models. It never goes anywhere.
There's that's the other thing is, like, I'm skeptical as to whether it matters or not.
Well, it has to happen for it to matter. Like, they don't have a single prediction on their side that's come true. Like, it's been 30... I mean, how many... That's when was... In Comedian Truth was, what, 1999? When did that come out? 2001?
Well, the idea of it is based on...
Lies.
Okay, hold on a second.
I know it's like... Yeah.
Well, honestly, frankly, Thunderfoot's got videos on it. He's a believer in it. You know, do you think he's lying? You know, he's telling the truth about this. So, the thing is that it's like... My point on this is like it's irrelevant. I mean, I've been like waiting.
Well, I think there's such a problem. It could be happening, but no one is in a position to actually tell you exactly how bad the problem is or what the effects
right.
are.
Yes, this is
literally no one can
I
tell you.
They can't tell you,
and they also can't solve it because mm-hmm. anything they try to do to solve it makes it is like this.
Uses energy.
That's a far more important point to make, I think. But
there's literally just no trusted authority on this topic. Just none. Not a single one.
Well, there's a credentialism, and that's if he's got videos about it, he's just repeating what the credentialists say about it, which again, show me your hockey stick again. Like we're doing Canadian climate change.
I want to see more on this carbon dioxide.
I want to see him capture this carbon.
How does the process work?
Is he going to capture some carbon? I mean, he's already got carbon in his hand.
Also, the lighting here.
I didn't. I stopped watching at this point because I was like,
I think the lighting
didn't really feel like watching. I actually wanted to watch more of like that weird fag.
I'm hoping that the lighting's low because he's going to set something on fire with that torch. And we're going
to
see.
No, I think it's just because it's just weird. Or maybe he needed to not be light for some chemical reason, to not have a lot of
magical
light.
Shortcuts that are going to make it cheaper to take a kilo of carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere.
Now that we need to fight for this type of technology to do good and not bad in our world.
Okay, let's start with the simple stuff. Conservation of energy. There is no free lunch. If you get a power strip,
see, this is where it gets like, all right. Like, it's kind of funny, but it just starts to be like. Yeah.
That's one of my favorite memes when you plug in the.
He goes further with it.
Do not get unlimited power. But what if we took this stupid idea and made it needlessly more complicated? I wonder if that'll make it work and solve climate change all of a sudden. Like, first we should add a battery such that if our system should stop producing power for some reason, it will have an extra source of power. Then we should add solar panels such that it will generate even more power.
Thunderfoot, don't stick stuff in the sockets.
Sun is up, and then we can add lights to it such that when the sun goes down, we can use the power in the system to light up the lights and shine on the solar panels and generate even more power.
Wait, so we're going to shine lights on solar panels? Is this part of the proposal? That's awesome.
Yeah, putting lots of distracting shiny bulbs
on
something.
That is what every single scheme like this amounts to, shining a light on a solar panel.
That's hilarious.
Thinking that you're going to get more out of that than you're putting it. That's what it is.
So... my understanding then of the central thesis is the cost of removing carbon dioxide is equivalent to producing the carbon dioxide.
Except because of the entropic nature of all systems, like you're always going to lose a little something along the way, so it's actually worse.
So I'm actually producing more carbon dioxide whenever I remove the carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
Cool.
But then you can have a government agency cut you a check to keep doing it, though. Like, then it's fine.
There's another boondoggle here you're going to love. I don't know if you heard about this. They are building a massive carbon sequestering plant across several states in America.
Wait a minute. I saw the movie version of this, but it was the opposite. It was called The Arrival, and aliens were building a carbon dioxide generating plant.
I thought you meant biodome. Like you have Pauly Shore, and you put him into a closed service.
Charlie Sheen in it.
And you capture a bunch of carbon in there.
There's a carbon capture, which I'm assuming is some chemical process that requires an energy input to grab the carbon dioxide. There's also, I think, like, and I suppose that then you have to like store it someplace, right? Because if you, this is the here's the other danger of
what do you
the
do
whole
with the carbon
capture thing. let's assume, again, in order for this thought these thought experiments to work, we have to actually like assume that they're even right about the carbon dioxide thing. Now, if you capture and sequester large amounts of carbon dioxide in underground facilities or in tanks or whatever, what happens if suddenly that all gets released?
Nothing.
If there's an accident.
Because it's fine. Because it doesn't matter.
Well, actually, I wouldn't assume that like a localized release of a large amount of carbon dioxide wouldn't create problems in the area where it happened.
Right at the ground zero,
that it wouldn't
zero,
create
maybe,
people like animals suffocating or you know what else it would do? You know what else would actually happen straight up? You would get really fucking bad acid rain because CO2 makes water solutions acidic. Yeah, and like so if all of that carbon dioxide went up into the clouds, you would get very bad acid rain. So, you know, in fact, this is something
Amazon's contracting to do this. Wow, that's from
I've got
yesterday.
Some science for you. You want to know some science I learned? You know how you can actually put a fish in a bag and ship it in the mail overnight?
Yeah, sure. Overnight, right? It's got to be quick.
Actually, theoretically, depending on how much oxygen you because they put straight O2 in the bag. They don't put air.
Okay.
Like it's straight O2.
I didn't know that.
So that's more of that will dissolve. But the other thing is, what the real problem with old fish water is ammonia, which will burn their gills. Mm-hmm. And they use osmosis to rid their bodies of ammonia out through their gills. And then, but if the water is too ammoniafied, they can't, the osmosis process won't work and it'll stay in their bodies and they'll die of ammonia poisoning. But because they're also outputting CO2 when they breathe oxygen, they make the water that they're in very acidic, mm-hmm. and that changes ammonia to ammonium once you get below a certain pH. So actually they stabilize their own water. It's a very interesting process anyway. But then what happens is if you like open that bag right away, to the air, you reverse that process so rapidly their water will start ammoniafying. So you should never, what you shouldn't do is actually acclimate fish. You should grab them out of a bag and put them right into your fish tank. You should never do that bullshit. Yep. Yeah. All that shit is bad idea. This is, yeah. Anyway, whatever. This is kind of silly stuff that I just picked up by having a fish tank, which is a fun hobby. But.
So what are they doing with this carbon dioxide that they're sequestering? Like, are they storing it as a gas? Or what are they doing with it? How does this work?
They're probably storing it as a solid. I bet you that wasn't liquid nitrogen. It's probably like a block, some kind of like a solid carbon dioxide block or something like that.
Storing it deep underground.
Yeah, dry ice, right?
It's a bad idea. But also they're doing the government is doing eminent domain and basically digging across landowners and farmers' land. In order to and this came to light because some farmers had found like surveyors and shit were just like in their crops, like, and they're like, yo, what are you doing? And like, get off my property. And then like laws were passed saying that you actually don't have a right. You don't have a right to evict these people from your own property. And theoretically, they'll reimburse you for crops they damage while they do their surveying for the massive pipeline that they're going to channel this. It is actually a project that needs to be canceled immediately and stopped because, one, carbon dioxide capture doesn't work. And two, it's violating people's property rights. And three, it's a retarded boondoggle that's wasting billions of dollars and is a fucking joke. And somebody, you know, frankly, the trend we have in our society toward
Well, this is pretty annoying. You don't want to hear my voice. You want to hear Mike finish his thought, huh? But you can't because you don't have a subscription. You should go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. Tag it.
These issues becoming literally fucking like matters of faith for people,
yeah.
Where just simply no, you know, that is leading to these fucking problems, which is funny because liberals themselves have a conceit that they're against this, that they're the open-minded ones. They're the thoughtful ones. They're the people that are willing to explore new ideas and possibilities.
Oh,
and
no.
Like, and what they do is they take that idea. They take that self-image, that conceit, and they use it to just say, like, no, the thing is, the you're the open-minded one, but here's what open-minded people believe, and here's what closed-minded people believe. You're not like those closed-minded people. You're not like those religious conservatives that think the Earth is only 6,000 years old
like
and
Bill
flat.
Maher.
You know, you're not like them. You're smarter. You know that, you know, global warming is real and carbon dioxide capture isn't a fucking massive like literally catabolic boondoggle. So it's like I would even challenge people who are convinced that global warming is real to give me any fucking global warming mitigation project that isn't a boondoggle. This is actually why Thunderfoot is kind of unique, because while he does say it's happening, every single boondoggle they come up with to combat it, he's like, yeah, that's not going to work. Period. It's just not going to work.
So it's just so funny. You mentioned like matters of faith and whatnot in politics. Like it's a reason why like that project has like no coverage. I've never heard of it before. Like is anyone not talking about like what should we?
I'm trying to find some data on it. It's they don't really talk about it because.
But I mean, like, where's the human? These things. But it's like, where's the human interest stories for like tearing up farmland in order to do this? And what if there's an accident? Right, to use all the things that they use against like an oil pipeline.
There's been some viral videos about it, but that's about it because that's all conservatives ever do about like the poor farmer whose land was.
The poor farmer who we put out of business 50 years ago. That guy, with our shitty conservative neoliberal policies, we destroyed his livelihood. Yeah, they really care about him.
No, they don't care about him at all.
Well, I mean, like, what do libtards say about it? Because aren't libtards the thing? Thank your farmer. No farmers, no food. We're like libtards running around with those fucking stickers. I'm like, what do you think about, like, how we're going to dig a carbon pipeline to do this bullshit underneath all this farmland?
So, no Summit, thing? The Summit Carbon Capture Pipeline is what this is called.
Jesus.
Let me look for news on it. Yeah. Summit Carbon Solutions. Okay, here's something that could yield lots of interesting Summit Carbon Solution. And so there's hearings on this. There actually is stuff going on about it, but it's, you know. Okay, so here we go. North Dakota regulator rejects Summit Carbon Solutions carbon pipeline application. So this happened August 4th of this year. So this is a battle they're going to have.
Is this South Dakota one that I just found? There's a South Dakota denial too. They're going
to
build.
They've started to try and shut this down. Summit is one of the three companies alongside Navigator CO2 Ventures and Wolf Carbon Solutions. Interesting there. Yeah, I wonder. I just want to look into these. So Summit Carbon Solutions, Navigator CO2 Ventures, Wolf Carbon Solutions, seeking to build multi-state Midwest carbon pipelines in an effort to decarbonize the ethanol sector and prove the utility of carbon capture and storage, CCS. It's not a fucking solution.
Decarbonize the ethanol sector. Wait a minute. Now, the ethanol sector was something that we were trying to use to replace gasoline with, right?
Yeah, it's another
ethanol
boondoggle.
Ethanol is already a boondoggle.
So we got the ethanol boondoggle grifting operation
corn
supplant
subsidies.
Petroleum products.
Right, ethanol is corn.
And now we got to decarbonify that one.
Right, we have to. So first of all, we did ethanol, where instead of using oil, we're trying to grow it and use like corn to make oil. Problem is that is actually worse for gas tanks and makes cars, you know, it wears car parts down.
Right, right.
Because
they had all kinds of problems where it ate seals and things like that.
It's like all your gaskets start bursting early and
still.
Listen to how insane. So we agree that ethanol is a thing that doesn't need to be happening. Like that is a fucking corn subsidy boondoggle once again. We're putting another like energy boondoggle band-aid over another one. This is what they were trying to do. Summit filed over 80 eminent domain lawsuits against South Dakota landowners, much of which had been in the families of them for generations. This for this project would extract carbon from ethanol plants in Iowa and store it underground. So, like, your ethanol project is so gay and so stupid that you're going to throw another gay and stupid program on top of it to store the carbon emitted from the unnecessarily totally fucking fake and gay ethanol plants underground. It's like, what if you just turn off the ethanol? Like, just,
what if you just,
what
stop?
You just eat
what
corn?
If you just stop?
We don't need a corn-fed stop. Gas tank. Like, hold it, just stop. Like, it's time to stop.
What if you just took bags of money and set them on fire?
Well,
you probably
well
produce less carbon dioxide that way,
to
be honest.
That would produce far less carbon dioxide, yes.
So
is
about ethanol.
Like,
it's hilarious
like there
ethanol.
Might be some successful pushback against this one company. So this is – so what is the Summit Carbon Solutions pipeline? Summit Carbon Solutions proposed 5.5 billion 2,000-mile pipeline network would carry CO2 from 34 ethanol plants in five states. to a North Dakota storage facility deep underground. This is a this is a very, 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 very bad idea. And I actually don't agree with the idea that if the carbon dioxide they're storing suddenly became released, that would be not a problem, because I believe, you know, if you massively increase the localized carbon dioxide.
Now back to like asking like the Thunderbird question, like how much carbon dioxide is produced when you're trying to sequester the carbon dioxide? How much is this costing in terms
of? Well, he had an article up there where there was a study that showed that the plants that do this produce more CO2 than they sequester. He added an article up there from USA Today on the video.
Is everybody so asleep at the wheel that you're just allowed to do this kind of like grifting? And
yeah.
Well, politicians don't care because donors want this shit. This is where America is. This is dumb. And when local people don't know anything about it until suddenly there are surveyors from this company like on their land and they are literally served with this one video I saw. Look, there could have been some. Again, I would need to sort of fact check and look into this. But there was this one farmer who got into a dispute with these surveyors from Summit. And he was issued a restraining order by a court saying you are literally not allowed to interfere with people trespassing on your land. Mm. Now, I would have to fact check all that because that could be, again, but you have to fact check everything, right? Even if it's something that like you personally are an enjoyer of, you really then should doubly fact check it. But this is a video I saw that claims to this nature were being made.
I have it right here, actually. What I'm about to tell you should be the most important story in America, blah, 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 blah.
This is the TikTok video I saw on this, yeah.
Men in the video are surveyors from Summit. They entered his home and shop before going on his farm to survey the land, all without permission, while only his wife was home. They later falsely accused him of threatening to kill them. He talked to them for 6 seconds on speakerphone about how the sheriff should be there while they do it, and are taking him to court to get a restraining order so he can't be on his property when they come back. His hearing is tomorrow. Bossy tells me surveyors from the company have shown up to South Dakota. I almost said San Diego. South Dakota farms without permission, some with security guards, like something straight out of Blazing Saddles, and have threatened the landowners who haven't agreed to give up their property. So I guess this video is video doesn't really show much. Here's some fuzzy like Bigfoot video. I guess this is a surveyor. I don't know who this guy is.
Yeah, this is the video I saw. So, again, like, there could be some, you know, shenanigans. But let's assume that...
this guy's just slowly walking around and going into his car, and I don't know. Video doesn't really show anything. I guess those are the strangers on the property that don't belong there.
Yeah, it seems like they're planning on how they're going to go set up their surveying equipment or whatever. I don't know.
Yep. I don't know.
But now we have, like, it's funny we talk about this because, both South Dakota and North Dakota have now rejected this pipeline. And that's probably going to be a fight because it looks like there's powerful people that are involved in investing in this. So who is funding Summit Carbon Solutions? We have investors. So there's a bunch of investment companies funding it. TPG Rise Climate Fund, Tiger Infrastructure Partners, Continental Resources, and John Deere. John Deere is funding this.
John Deere?
Yeah, John Deere is putting, because look, they're literally like, yeah, like this is where Big Ag is going. Yeah. Like, you know, we're going along. So, Julius Schaaf, an Iowa farmer, recognized the importance of carbon capture projects for local communities' economy.
If you're hearing my voice right now, something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. Unless this is just how you want to live, who am I to tell people to stop listening to free content that's constantly interrupted, that has to deal with my voice and whatever audio quality this is going to come out in? Who am I to tell people that they should be getting behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall? Especially if they're not white, which I assume that's what you probably are if you're hearing my voice right now. That's just my assumption. It could be wrong, but I mean, if you're not white, legally you do have to tell me that you're not white. I told Sven that I'd record some commercials for him, and at first I thought I was going to put some effort into it, but then I realized, why don't I just ramble in the dumbest way possible and force you to listen to it, because that's what you're doing right now. You are listening to this. What Mike was probably saying something very interesting, something very insightful, and now you're listening to me. Is this really what you want? Is this how you want to live? Do you want to be non-white? Because again, I just assume that's what you are. You could always fix that. You could rectify this problem by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and getting yourself a subscription, and then you'll never have to hear me again, you know, unless I'm filling it or something.
And agriculture interest. Thank you, Julius. Well, I'm assuming that Julius is someone you just paid money to. I mean, come on, right? So, they are based in Ames, Iowa. Now, if you look, I've got their picture. I've got their board up there. There's a few Jews on there, but there's a bunch of goys too. So who we got here? We got Chief Executive Officer Lee Blank, Chief Operating Officer Jim Powell, General Counsel Jess Vilsack. That sounds like the name Vilsack is a name I've heard before. Chief Commercial Officer Jim Paroli, Executive Vice President Wade Boshans, VP of Government Affairs Jake Ketzner, Senior Strategic Advisor Martha Wersch, and Senior Policy Advisor Ambassador Terry Branstad. So these are probably all just fucking insiders, basically. These are all big money people that just are on the boards of stuff and fund shit. But it's interesting, they're Officer of Government Affairs. In other words, the person that tries to get them all their permits and stuff is a Jew. But we also don't know who's behind the companies funding them. You have to research all these different funders. That's why this stuff gets tedious, and it's worth doing, though, for people to look into this stuff. But, this is just another of any number of these type of processes.
Yeah. What do we got going on over here?
The fat niggers are gonna get all the carbon out of you.
Grasslands in Kenya. Why? Our aim is to permanently remove carbon from the atmosphere.
Okay,
so that'll work. Probably not a good plan.
What's Tony Khan
doing? That sounds like a very stupid idea.
What about your water usage?
We've reduced it.
By how much?
63 billion gallons.
63 million?
Billion.
So you're gonna have no
what
carbon.
The hell are we looking at, though, real quick? Like,
how much,
I feel
what
like
about
I
reducing?
Some...
What about reducing this fat nigger's carbohydrate?
Yeah, what about your
usage?
Fucking? Not just your carbon footprint, just your footprint.
Fucking carbohydrate ingestion.
The carbohydrate footprint is like way too big.
We're gonna remove all. We're gonna remove all carbohydrates from the atmosphere.
Have you reduced your carbohydrate uses? Yes. You don't look like it. But here's my question: what the hell was that? Was that some Summit Carbon Solutions advertisement? What was that? What?
It's a clip from an Apple video about climate change.
Of course. Oh, my God.
Like, I don't have the... Like, this is a five-minute video that I don't
want
to watch.
Fat negress, sassy fat negresses are doing science white men ruined.
Isn't that the actress that played the lady in The Help that put the shit in the chocolate pie? Isn't that her? Like, she's everyone's favorite since that. What are we doing here?
50 years from now, when someone else is left holding the bag.
By the end of next year, actually.
When we're also currently using 100% recycled aluminum in the enclosures of all our
this
MacBooks,
is such insane.
Apple TVs, Apple Watch.
What about iPod Shuffle? It's a joke. Don't you people make Ted Lasso?
Oh, that's a different group.
We're also phasing out leather in our iPhone cases.
What about Brando over there? They phasing you out too?
Oh.
She's wearing a leather jacket.
Oh, man,
what's next?
Insufferable.
Electricity.
Electricity.
Wait, hold on.
Status.
This is anti-white propaganda.
You're subjected to a lot of electricity right now.
Hold on. This is also really like filthy, disgusting, and over-the-top obvious anti-white propaganda. Right. Notice, the white guy, it's not because he's wearing a leather jacket that he's getting phased out.
Well, that's
the white guy is insensitive. He's wearing a leather jacket, and he's getting phased out. He's, you know. Other than the sort of homosexual, I think Tim Cook is in here, right? But he's gay.
Damn. All these fucking fat people.
Electricity status.
We're operating on 100% clean electricity.
What runs on 100% clean electricity?
Every Apple office, store, and data center runs on clean electricity, thanks to you and your powerful wind and sun. Mm.
And
how does...
What the fuck is this talking about?
This is just Apple telling... I don't know if this is like supposed to be funny. It's not funny. I think they're serious.
No, this is the kind of thing that Apple. You're actually supposed to be impressed with this.
Offices are already carbon neutral.
Yeah. This building is carbon neutral?
Oh, yeah, we do it with a mix of clean energy and eliminating greenhouse emissions. It's kind of like if you were to...
You're seriously explaining carbon neutrality to Mother Nature?
Oh, she's supposed to be Mother Nature.
I get it. I understand.
Mother Nigger is kids here. Okay.
This is even more cancerous than I thought.
Look at this fucking mutants. Let's watch this. Oh, my God. Maybe if you shuffled like that a little more often, you wouldn't be that fat.
Well, hold on.
Body positivity Asians.
This is... They're basically presenting you. That's Tim Cook, right?
I don't know.
Welcome to Apple. Welcome to Apple. Hi, I'm Tim.
You should be here any minute.
How is the weather coming in? Hi, I'm Tim.
Yeah, that is Tim.
I'm going to do the offices already carbon neutral thing, right?
Yeah, all yours.
So they're making a presentation to Mother Nature.
She's not
carbon neutral. Like, one of the biggest tech corporations in the world... They're mocking the idea of having to like have a meeting with Mother Nature about their impact.
Right. Well, they're making a sketch out of it that it's funny. They're like, look at the kind of funny, quirky things you do before a meeting with like a big important boss. You get nervous. You get all worked up. You got to give a presentation. You know, but look at the racial propaganda here too. That to me is like almost even more insidious. Like
look
at everybody
this obese,
is fucking black or
disgusting bitch that I have to look at in order to like what kind of.
But like
what does that guy do for Apple? What does that guy do for Apple? What does
that
fucking stupid skinny nigger do?
He looks at an iPad and look what he does.
His job is to not shoot people for 8 hours a day while he's at the office.
This is actually very easy to decode what's going on here. This is literally a stupid propaganda video where all of these POC are sitting around putting their heads together on how to actually clean up the shitty world that white men left them, where they burn fossil fuels and create environmental problems. But these conscious people of color, this mystery meat roundtable, with the exception of the one white dude who's insensitively wearing a leather jacket and is being phased out. Like, this is actually, I would even say, that guy's not entirely white either, honestly. Maybe he's like a Greek or Italian or something. But, this is actually more, I would even say, worse racial propaganda. Everything about this is like, I can't cringe enough. I don't, but it's not even that it's just cringe. It's actually evil. This is actually, like, evil shit.
Mother Nature is a fat nigger lady.
Well, yeah, obviously. Anytime they portray Mother Nature, it's a fat black woman. Even going back all the way to like Captain Planet and the Planeteers in like the 90s when they had Mother Nature as a character in that cartoon. It was like a fat brown lady.
Was it? I never watched
Always.
That. I didn't know that.
Well, from the very beginning, yes.
Well, what did she? Let's hear. How does the lecture start?
Mother Nature.
I mean,
Mother Nature. Welcome to Apple. How is the weather getting in?
The weather was however I wanted it to be. Let's cut to the chase.
So wait, then hold on. Why don't you just solve climate change then, Mother Nature?
Yeah.
2020, you promised to bring Apple's entire carbon footprint to zero by 2030. Henry David Thoreau over here said we have a profound opportunity to build a more sustainable future for the planet we share.
I think our 10 o'clock said the same thing.
They all do. All right. This is my third corporate responsibility gig today, so who wants to disappoint me first?
Oh, I'm already disappointed.
I'm not disappointed because I never had any expectations, but hold on.
Do we need to go over, like,
here's my thing, though.
The religious aspect
if I were these people...
Okay.
Why don't you ask Mother Nature, why don't you just stop climate change? I mean, you just made a thunderstorm out of nothing. I mean, so obviously you could just do it, right? Why don't you just do it? Why is it our problem? But again, that's kind of just silliness. But yeah.
Well, isn't it like arcane and like behind the times to like imagine a deity that can only be disappointed, that you can only fail? Like, aren't you not supposed to do that? Isn't that bad?
No, this is not a video about science.
Oh no! This is
that's
this is religion.
Is,
This is a ritual.
This is. I would actually love to get a Thunderfoot reaction to this video. First of all, he'd probably immediately go into all the ways that they're just lying and that Apple isn't. There's no way in hell Apple is carbon neutral. Additionally, Apple's carbon footprint.
Not zero.
It's, well, hold on a second. I mean, though, maybe think about this.
Do some accounting.
But this is fucking retarded. Yeah. The carbon footprint of the Apple Corporation, its office building would be like the tiniest minute speck of that compared to their production and shipping.
Right.
Where do you make your fucking things and how do you get them to people's houses around the world, to people's pockets and homes?
Oh, hi, guys. Here's another pre-recorded interruption, not an actual interruption. I'm just here to remind you, we need you to go ahead and pick up a subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use money orders, you can use crypto, you can use e-checks, you can even go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's other tone stream, and you can use your credit card on there to get around the Jews' banishment of our banking services. That works. So you can do that until you can't. I don't know. But thanks. We'll be right back to the show now.
You burn fossil fuel. What your office does, that you have some fucking stupid boondoggle at your office that makes it like car, like on paper, which is a fake idea.
Exactly.
Carbon.
That's what I mean.
On paper, carbon neutral. You have some accounting scheme that you can make. Yeah, but you know what? You ship fucking phones and computers everywhere in the world from China.
I'm gonna trust some more.
The
science.
Most polluting country on earth.
Well, and you also use the international shipping on like the diesel barge, which I mean
that's what I'm saying. No,
that's where the fossil fuels
are
burnt.
Yeah, well, like I'm saying, their shipping is by far like. How about you just okay, Apple? Who gives a shit about your gay office in fucking Mountain View, wherever the fuck it is? Like, who cares about your gay ass, like, neo-modernistic bullshit office? How about you stop shipping your gay products?
You cannot watch my television.
Well, we've got some updates we're excited to share with you.
Materials status.
Is there a materials person here?
Yes. We are in the process of eliminating all plastic from our packaging by the end.
Let me guess. 50 years from now, when someone else is left holding the bag?
By the end of next year, actually.
And we're also currently using 100% recycled aluminum in the enclosures of...
He's using 100% recycled WWE talent in his wrestling company. Look, it's fucking Tony Khan.
All our MacBooks, Apple TVs...
He even looks like he's on coke.
A watch.
What about iPod Shuffle?
It's
a joke.
So, anyway, the takeaway from that is, like, I don't know if they think it's funny, like, we're going to remove all carbon from the atmosphere permanently. That's kind of wild. I don't think that would work.
Right? You can't have birds.
That means all plants die.
I mean,
carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, literally every plant on Earth will die immediately, and then we'll all die.
That's why I can't tell if they're serious about that or not. Because
sometimes I think that cell dying might be a good thing if it prevents me from injecting this kind of property.
These people should all die. These people should all die of some kind of carbon, some sort of carbon based like asphyxiation. I don't know. Like they should all die. The rest of us.
Asphyxiation.
You like that?
Well,
I can string words together.
You had nothing but. I mean, if you go down to that carbon sequestration facility and you accidentally, you know, release all the carbon dioxide, you probably will suffocate.
Just
you're
open,
not gonna be,
just
you're
open
not,
one up.
I mean, much else to breathe. You can't do anything with it.
To be fair, the people in this video, they're sequestering quite a bit of carbon.
That one at Indian Bro with the fucking Jeffrey Dahmer glasses. Wow, she's sequestering some carbs. Holy shit. That's like
carbohydrate sequestration.
That's one of the things like you can't solve with a writer's strike is like how about a casting strike? Like why does every piece of media have to have like off-putting fat people in it? It's like it's worse than the brown people.
Well, they're fat because here's the thing, because that's what they look like.
Yeah, but I would rather like have people on TV who are supposed to be like the ideal. They're supposed to not be brown. And
even
be,
they,
like,
they would actually be like Halle Berry style, like mulattesses and things like that, the ones that actually aren't fat and, you know, yeah, but that would be – I'm actually kind of – because that's what it would have been like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
10 years ago, they would have done like the skinny, frizzy-haired mulattus who actually isn't fat, right?
The fat slobs.
They'd have like a bunch of like – good looking examples of the various brown mystery meat races, but now they're like, no, we're just going to show
and
what
this trend of like, I'm
they're
really
now
fat.
Flexing. They're like, no, these are all fat and ugly. And
it's like, I'm fat and I wear very high waisted, like Z Cavaricci's. It's 2023. Like, well, I just try to look as horrible as possible. I'm a fucking like, just like a fucking like a Hindu snowman. Just, like, as
well, this is the whole thing of like, this is the whole thing of like, this is actually a result of effectively a purity spiral amongst elites,
yeah,
where they talk about like representation of what real people actually look like. So they are, remember, they worship ugliness. And so they're going to increasingly just show you ugliness and tell you it's ideal. And they're going to say, like, we're not doing the white man thing anymore of showing you idealized bodies and things like that, and showing even in dumb commercials. No, we're going to, for ideological reasons, show you people that are actually uglier than average.
And you're going to love it. Anyway.
And look, I'm sure on some, the thing is that, I mean, there probably are a lot of people that look like that working in that Apple office.
I'm sure there are, but I don't want to look at them on TV. I want hyper.
There's a lot of reasons. It's not. Look, I'm actually, frankly, I got to be honest, I'm more offended by the racial aspect of this propaganda than just the fact that they're fat. Like, all of it is of a piece. But the fact that it's like, here's this big, powerful corporate office, and they're paying homage to like a black woman as a deity, a god. A black woman is their god. Understand this.
Yeah.
And they're all a bunch of mystery meats. And on top of that, there's nothing that makes me want to commit suicide more than like witty banter, like snappy witty banter between like where the iPod shuffle gag. It's like,
yeah,
literally just throw me into a carbon capture facility.
Writing talent that's on strike right now.
Yeah, right. How do they get that? How do they make that video? Was that all? Yeah,
how old is that video?
I don't know. Pop that back up. Tim Cook tweeted it yesterday, 2 days ago.
Oh, so scab labor.
Well, today's actually, you're seeing this Friday. Tim Cook tweeted it 3 days ago.
Yeah, who wrote that?
No one's even calling him out on that.
I'm not sure if companies
Apple's big innovation is this year with the new iPhone?
No.
Gonna have a USB-C jack instead of their bullshit proprietary shit, and they've also they're releasing a Thunderbolt to USB-C adapter. It's $30.
They should call it a Thunderfoot adapter.
They should call it a Thunderfoot adapter.
So they're phasing out
itself.
So they're great. They're great innovation. Like, talk about a company that just fucking fell off, just riding on, just coasting on fucking fumes
Wow, libertarians BTFO'd again.
What's that?
The idea that you should be able to just kind of experiment with like whatever sort of adapter or charger that you want to use, you know, and just let the market kind of sort this out. People can play around, and we can have a different adapter for every fucking phone. It'd be great.
There should be legally mandated standards on
this. Yeah.
Like with fucking electric outlets.
They had to give in. They finally gave in. It's so funny.
Well, because like,
God, it only took them 20
increasingly
years.
There wasn't an actual reason to get an iPhone. You know what else Apple did that fucked up? They were making a big deal starting a couple years ago about their new screens, their new mini LED screens.
Okay.
And they suck. Oh. The ones that they were doing before, they're not OLED. That's there's all these different technologies. OLED is like
that's the hot.
It's
right?
Like there's
that's
a the fluid thing between two pieces of glass it's like, and then they, like the little pinpoints that heat them and they change colors or whatever. I can't remember what all the different techs are. I know OLED is considered to be really, really good, but micro LED is even better than mini LED. But the Apple latest line of screens and laptop screens was done with this mini LED tech, which they were touting. They're like, it's going to be brighter. Blacks are going to be blacker. Whites are going to be whiter. And I was like, well, one of these is true. But they creates bad haloing. Like like when you have high contrast areas, you get halos around those high contrast areas, which is really shitty for people that need to do, you know, they need a good screen for their work.
Okay.
And I would just be irritated if I was watching videos and I was seeing halo around high contrast areas. It's like, this is Apple. Like, you're supposed to actually have good products, you faggots. Mm. We put up with your faggotry because you actually are supposed to produce decent hardware. But when you stop doing that, because you're because
So
all right, I was even thinking about getting a new laptop when they came out the new Screen Tech, but I'm glad I didn't. My laptop is like 6 years old now, but and it's falling apart. But you know, I don't know.
Right. All right.
It still actually works fine. So
let's take a break. We'll be. I don't know what we're gonna do. Second hour. It'll be fine.
We'll figure some out.
We'll just watch more of that video. Well, there's like four more of those videos.
I mean, look, this is kind of like, you know, we're doing a show. We're literally less than 24 hours since we finished the last show. So, and nothing.
Does Joe Rogan do that? Does Joe Rogan do that?
The headlines are dominated.
Bill Maher. Bill Maher happens. Love Bill Maher.
Well, the headlines right now, frankly, the top ones are just like these disasters in these third world countries. It was like earthquake in Morocco, flood in Libya.
I'm sick.
That's bad, I guess, that's not, I mean, that's, we can't do anything about that.
Okay, we'll be back. Maybe something will happen while I'm taking a leak. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Daily Shower. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? La, 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 la.